You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It was another epic first weekend at Coachella. Blackpink is hitting the road yet again. And we've got a new historic entry on the Hot 100. We learn some facts about the boys of 17, and Fade breaks down what's on his playlist. Hey guys, I'm Melissa Caverly for Billboard News, and it's Monday, April 17th. We have a whole weekend's worth of Coachella to run through, and luckily our boy Tetris was on the ground and has you covered.
Blackpink turns the desert into Pinkcella. The festival delivers the hottest Latin vibes. Frank Ocean makes a comeback. We find Ice Spice, and we talk to some of the best to take the stage. It's Tetris for Billboard News. We're at the Soho Desert House, and we're running down everything you missed at the festival 2023. Bad Bunny was the king of the desert on Friday, and not only gave the crowd what they wanted, he brought out Post Malone.
Hey, I'm a blink, you know I was excited, and Blackpink delivered.
Coachella!
The foursome performed hit after hit and solo songs during a high-energy set.
I could die in this moment!
I could die in this moment!
Fans waited an hour for Frank Ocean, but when he did sing on Sunday night, his voice was magical. And Calvin Harris also took the stage on Saturday night. Other surprises during the weekend included Omar Apollo joining Kali Uchis and Becky G bringing out Peso Pluma.
It was amazing seeing all that crowd, all that people that scream when Becky announced us, and we were so happy, so grateful with all of you.
Other amazing sets included a nostalgic bash with Blink 182, Shinsia.
I'm here to surprise even myself, to be honest. It's my first time performing. I'm just gonna go and do my best, but I'm really excited for it.
And Doechii.
This is my first time performing my own set at Coachella, which was amazing. And I wanted to make sure that the audience was entertained, and I think they were.
With everything happening at the festival, you may have missed the parties, but let me tell you what went down.
Levi's and Neon Carnival brought the A-list per usual, with Anderson .Paak, Coi Leray, and more. Revolve delivered the perfect Instagrammable getaway, and not only gave us Ice Spice, but she vibed to her new track with Nicki Minaj. Diplo DJ Tiles sprawling estate that grabbed performers like Post Malone and Becky G with Celsius, Oasis, 818, and Patron and Nylon, giving other weekend highlights. We were at the immaculate Soho Desert House that provided music, great food, drinks, and the perfect vibe all weekend.
Are you a blink that didn't make it to Coachella? No worries, you've got a few more chances to see Blackpink here in the States. If you were hoping for more Blackpink in your area, you're in luck. Right before their historic headlining gig at Coachella, Blackpink teased that they were hitting the road yet again by lighting up several stadiums in their signature pink. Jennie, Jisoo, Lisa, and Rosé wrapped the North American leg of their Born Pink tour back in November, and yesterday they officially announced their return to the States, scheduled for this August. The girls will be taking over New Jersey, Las Vegas, San Francisco, and Los Angeles, and you can register for pre-sale tickets now. Let's get to your favorite part of the show. It's Billboard's bread and butter. Here are the charts. Morgan Wallen dominates the Billboard charts while we see some debuts on the Billboard 200 and Hot 100. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. Morgan Wallen tops the Billboard 200 for a sixth consecutive week and the Hot 100 for a third consecutive week. NF lands his fourth top 10 hit as Hope enters at number 2, while Linkin Park's former number 1, Meteora, re-enters the list at number 8 after its 20th anniversary reissue. Over on the Hot 100, Drake comes in at number 2 with his latest Search and Rescue. Eslabona Amado and Peso Pluma see a top 10 debut, with Ella Baila Sola making them the first regional Mexican act to make the top 10 on the chart. And Jack Black makes a chart debut with his song Peaches from the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Peaches, 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 peaches.
Now I know you're gonna love this one. 17 stopped by and we got the chance to get to know them a little better, and we'd like to share some of our fun facts with you.
Okay, I do want to play a game. I'm just going to say a sentence, and you just say the first thing that comes to mind. You all can answer, but just try to be quick. You don't have to think a lot on this, okay? You'd be shocked to learn I'm a big fan of...
Hot Cheetos.
Man, those mess my stomach up. I can't even eat it.
So good.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah, you got the yum. What are you a fan of, Drew?
Oh, fiery. Carrot.
Oh! Carrot.
17 fan, carrot.
Nice. Yeah. What about you back there?
Yeah, I'm a fan of Billie Eilish.
Duh.
And Billie Eilish loved Justin Bieber, right?
Yeah.
What's the best concert you've ever attended?
My best concert is Bomju. Bomju is our producer.
And he's also an artist.
He does music as well.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I'm Justin Bieber Justice Tour. Take my hand and hold on. Tell me
everything that you need to say. 콘서트... 아, 한국 가수 콘서트 얘기해도 되나? 그 옛날에 한번 멤버들이랑 태민 선배님 콘서트 한번 갔었는데 좀 많이 놀랐어요.
나 a lot of John Mayer concerts.
Oh, like nice. Online. A little moody.
Yeah.
Your favorite US snack?
In and out.
That's where we go after here. That's the hangout.
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
브랜드 잘 모르는데 그 토마토 맛 그 감자 튀김 같은 거 있는데.
Also in Vancouver, they have like ketchup flavored potato chips.
Ketchup flavored potato chips.
Yeah. So he's talking about that.
Nice, nice. Studio or stage?
Stage.
Okay, everybody agreed on that. Plane or bus?
Plane.
Honestly, I love bus maybe.
I was gonna say
I love bus too.
Pizza or pasta?
Pasta.
Pizza.
Dula.
And the craziest place you've ever met a carrot?
Disneyland.
Really? You went to Disneyland and saw fans? Oh my god.
Yeah, I went with my parents.
Why wasn't I there?
Yeah. 그때 민규랑 같이 봤는데 그 아이폰 매장.
Apple Store.
Yeah.
저는 시애틀에서 관람차를 타는데 그때 만났어요. 그 직원분이.
Oh, I bet they were so happy.
저는 너무 자주 만나가지고. Yeah, I can choose.
All right, well, thank you guys for hanging out. I'm so happy I got to hang out with you guys in person for once.
Thank you for
having me. So thank you. Can't wait to see the show. This time, I wanna rock with
you. Moonlight, hit by my shine. Spring has sprung and my allergies are a mess, but the good part, the weather is getting better, and if you need to spice up your playlist for a change in season, Fade has some suggestions.
Hola, amor, ¿cómo estás? Yo soy Fade y este es mi playlist. Bueno, la canción que no puede faltar en mi workout playlist, yo creo que es todo un álbum. Me encanta escuchar como discos míos, no sé, puede ser Bahía Ducati. Hubo una época que estaba muy juicioso haciendo deporte y siempre escuchaba ese disco una y otra vez. Entonces las 7 canciones que tiene Bahía Ducati no fallan para el workout. En mi party playlist no puede faltar para que retosen. No puede faltar un par de temas de Pa'l Mundo de Wisin y Yandel. No puede faltar par de clásicos de Yankee. Alguno que otro reggaetón que esté pegado en Medallo. Y obvio cualquier tema del Fercho, no sé, Bonasteri, Chorrito para las Ánimas, obvio. por ahí tiré un par de códigos para que vayan al party con el Perch. Para una noche romántica, el playlist que escogería, no sé, algo como que Daniel César o este Giveon, pero hay un par de temitas ahí como para estar más moody en el carro. Un chill playlist para mí sería poner salsita, como que poner de fondo salsita, no algo en específico. Me gusta mucho coleccionar vinilos, entonces como que coger alguno random de la salsita como viejita, la clásica. Cualquier salsita vieja de Puerto Rico es súper chimba para estar como chill. This is Fade y ese fue mi playlist.
That's it for today. Make sure to come back tomorrow. We've got Coi Leray and Dochi on the show. I'm Melissa Caverly for Billboard News.